Blog Talk Radio.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. We're starting the week off right, baby. I'm telling you, I'm very, very excited for today's show. We've got a very, very funny actress and star of the new television series, Victoria Vertuga. And hopefully I'm saying her name right. Victoria, I hope
you
I
got
didn't
it.
Carve
you
up your last name.
You did it perfectly.
All right.
I've called so many things along this journey, so you got it right. Two gold stars for you.
Fantastic. We're cooking with grease. I love it. We were talking a little bit before we came on. I have been watching your, it's an 8-episode series, and it's on YouTube, which is awesome. And it's hilarious. Hilarious.
Thank you so much.
I'm so
glad. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
High praise. Thank you.
Oh, I'm telling you. The only thing is I think you're taller than 5'3", but that could just be me. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but
you know,
you
I get that a
taller.
Lot, and I do a lot of I do a lot of print modeling as well, and people, like, even though I'm very transparent with my stats, I show up on set and they're like, "What? You're tiny." I'm like, "I know. I told you I was tiny, but I really am 5'3". I wish it was taller. It'd lead to a lot more modeling gigs, but no."
Well, there you go. Maybe it's the high heel shoes or something. I don't know. But, I don't know. It's just you very funny. Great actress. I was cracking up. Now, how did this all come about? Did you, because you created this, were you in the shower one day and said, you know what? I know all these crazy people. I've got to do a show about them. I mean, how did this come about?
Yeah. Well, so me and my writing partner, Eric Wilfer, we've been working on like a bunch of full-length TV scripts and features and stuff. And we kind of wanted to do something that we could actually finally see through completion and like put out into the world and share with people. So we wanted to do a web series, which is great. So that kind of led us that we can just share with people. And he'd obviously been hearing about my crazy stories in this industry for many moons. And we just kind of had the idea for it to come up with a story about a girl. We liked the fact that she had a little bit of success and lost it, because that seemed more fun for us.
Right.
Kind of more tragic or whatever. And then basically I just created a really kind of hilarious and also very depressing spreadsheet of all my experiences that I could remember. And we just kind of mined them, you know, for, we picked the ones that we thought would be, you know, the best to do for the show, and off we went. So yeah, it was kind of horrifying to see everything like on one document, like, wow, I didn't live through all these things that I tried to block out, that I put away deep back in my mind. So yeah, it was fun.
That is one of the magic things of, and I don't, you know, I don't know, I don't want to sound too crystals and new agey or whatnot, but California, and especially Southern California, has something to it, because I moved out there after college, to Southern California, San Diego, which means, ladies and gentlemen, that I was in Los Angeles every weekend, because San Diego, I'm kidding, don't send me emails about, you know, San Diego's very nice, they've got a very nice bay. Anyhow, I was living out there, and all of a sudden, one of the weird things, and I've talked to many people, and people have similar experience, they're like, yeah, a decade will pass, and you won't even realize, you know, it's like a couple years, you think, and it's like, no, it's, and you have all these adventure, crazy, zany things that happen, and it just becomes commonplace almost.
It's true, right? Yeah, it's the new normal. So you don't even realize it. Like, exactly right. When you talk to people not from here or not in the industry or whatever, they're like, wait, what? You know, something that's so just typical to you, they're like, that's not normal. So it's definitely, yes. It lends itself to many, many adventures, for sure.
Well, it's funny, too, because I'm watching it. I'm watching your series, and I'm thinking in my mind, I mean, I'm really enjoying the series, and then in my head, I'm going, oh, that reminds me of such and such, and this person or that. I knew a guy that was on a reality show, and, you know, that was his big break. He thought.
he
had made
thought.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
The promise,
and
man.
Then,
he
you know,
said.
And it, there was one season of that, and that went away, you know, as things do. But, you know, I remember 6 years afterwards, he's still trying to name drop and stuff in the bar to meet girl. And I'm like, dude, you just, it, no, you have to have new material. This is sad.
Yes.
And it's not
going to
work.
Let it go. Yeah, I know. There's definitely that. I mean, I think there's a mistake in thinking that this business is like, there's no really such thing as a big break, right? It's a bunch of little baby steps that lead you to things. And it's not, also, it's not a ladder. It's not just like you keep climbing and up, 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 up. You know, it's up and down and up and down and all over the place.
Absolutely.
So I think that's one of, yeah.
And what you think
things
is going to be. Oh, yeah. Well, what I was going to say is what you think is, you know, a home run. I've seen that happen with so many people. Now, I'm not in the I'm a painter by trade, but I hung out with all actors and filmmakers and stuff. So you see it, you know, and some it happened a lot of, to a lot of people I knew. They think they're like, oh, this is a home run, baby. I made it. Oh, my gosh. You know, this is a Citizen Kane. I had somebody tell me that, and it wasn't.
And it was not. And that's not the weird thing, too, about being an actor, is that you're only one little piece of the whole puzzle, right? So a lot of times you have no idea what you're making, what it's going to turn out to be, if it's going to be amazing or terrible. Like, you don't know. You're just showing up to set and doing your best. And sometimes at the end, you're like, that's what I made, you know? So it's
that's
definitely
amazing.
You never quite know what you're going to get. Full of surprises.
What? It's fantastic. And everybody listening, I want to tell you, this is on YouTube. So, you know, and we all now with the circumstance, I think everybody I know at least has every streaming service known to man. We've all, you know, bit the bullet and
we're
signed up
for
that.
Content.
Well, exactly. But
I
YouTube,
said, yeah, we're all looking for content.
Everybody
right?
I know.
We're running out.
Yeah. Anybody can watch it, you know, even if you don't have Amazon Prime or something or. You're one of the 10,000 people that seem to have my password. I'm kidding, Amazon. Don't look too closely at my account. You too, Netflix. No, it's just us in 18 different houses. Anyhow, no, but this is cool. It's on YouTube. I love YouTube. I think it's a fantastic platform for this to air. And these aren't real long either. What is the longest episode, would you say?
I think the longest is like 8 minutes. They're all under 10. Yeah, we were very cognizant of that. We wanted to give it little bite-sized chunks to make it really accessible and, you know, have people
smart.
Stick around because our attention spans are not what they used to be. So, yeah, and the great thing about YouTube is, like you said, everyone has access to it. So it's also on Amazon Prime, but if you don't have that, you can just, you know, pull it up on YouTube and anyone can see it. So the purpose of this was really for us to get it out there and share it with people. So we just wanted to put it out in the easiest way possible.
Nice. And, you know, the thing is, too, now listen to me. I'm going to sound, let me get my big sunglasses and my purse dog here. I'm going to sound very California right now. But it's just because I've done this show a long time and talked to a lot of people like yourself, film people. You have a whole proof of concept now that you could take to, you know, you could shop that out and say, hey, these are 8-minute bits, but these could easily be hour bits. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're working on the half-hour
give me a big
pilot version right now. Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the thing. We have a bunch of other projects in the midst of other scripts and stuff. So this was kind of something, like I said, we wanted to do through to completion to kind of like use as a calling card to show what we can do and show our POV and show our voice and our style. And get it out there. And yeah, like you said, it could easily be adapted to, you know, half hour format. We think it would like has kind of an FX vibe or like a HBO comedy vibe. And yeah, so definitely that's the thing about this. It's all about the idea, right? So you can do a lot of different things with the idea. So yeah, that's what's kind of cool about the weird time we're in right now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and it's hilarious. I would love to see this in a little longer format. Just because I was cracking up. I watched the whole thing the other night. I sat down. I meant to watch one. I said, "Well, I better knock this out so I know what, briefly what I'm talking about on Monday." And nope, one would end. I would do the next one. One would, you know what I mean? I was sucked in. I
Yay,
loved
a
it.
binger. That's what we want. Absolutely. I'm a binger when I watch TV, so I love being able to binge. But yeah, that was the feedback I've gotten the most. Is people are like, "Well, oh, I wish there was more. I wish there was more." I was like, "Me too." So somebody give us money so we can make more. So yeah.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. Now, when you binge watch shows, let me ask you this because I'm curious. My wife is the same way. She can sit down and watch 16 hours of I Married Somebody I Knew for 2 weeks or whatever the show is she watches. She watches all this
Right.
stuff. But then I'm like, hey, let's watch this movie. She's like, oh, I don't know if I can sit through a movie. I'm like, it's an hour and a half long. You've just watched The Tiger King for 16 hours in one sitting.
Oh my God,
But yeah, but
I
it's
am
different.
guilty of that too. That is so funny. I definitely prefer TV to movies because I like to like be in a story for longer. You know, I love that with TV, like you can be so deeply enveloped in the story for like such a longer amount of time. Same thing
Right.
like with novels. So I love that. But movies, I'm like, oh, movie, I don't know.
Part of the female
So
mystique that I just don't
it
understand.
might be. It
It's
might be. So our compromise is we do like on the weekends, we'll like do a movie a night on the weekends. So like that way we get some
right.
movies in there. And then like weekdays are for TV, baby.
She's like that. That and the thing that mystifies me is, it seems that all the women I know love to buy shoes, but they always want to be barefoot. I don't get that. I'm like, why are we spending all this
Yeah.
money if you're not gonna? She's like, I just
Yeah.
want the
Well,
option
I
in
get
case
the
it's there.
Right. I get the barefoot part. The reason why we end up barefoot is because the shoes are not comfortable, you know? But yeah, I'm actually weird in that way. I don't have the bag and purse thing. Like my sister is crazy on bags and purses. I don't have that. I'm more of like a, yeah, I have like a lot of yoga pants. That's where I'm at. So yeah,
Nice.
shoes not so
Nice.
much. I'm like I have my like various shoes for various occasions, but like you said, as soon as you can get those bad boys off, you're like, get them off of me. So you end up
Right,
barefoot anyway.
right. Well, you were all set with all the yoga pants for the quarantine. So, see, it all worked out. How
Exactly.
about
See,
that?
you got the comfy. I know. My husband jokes with me because I have like so many, and I have like my ones that I wear to the gym, and then I have my ones that I just wear around. And he's like, oh, those are your formal yoga pants, the fancier ones. God bless yoga
I'm gonna
pants.
steal
I
it,
mean,
I
really,
swear.
they're
I'm
so
gonna steal
comfy.
it.
Yeah, do it.
Oh,
Take it.
that's
It's yours.
funny. That is funny. So I have to ask, we mentioned
Yeah.
briefly that people had were wanting more of Disgraced, the web series. Any plans if to make more, do you think? Or just keep it right now as the eight and see where that
Yeah,
goes?
we kind of, like I mentioned, made it at, like to serve as like a calling card. So we would definitely make more if somebody like we've had a few talks with streaming services. If somebody wanted to develop it and make it into either a half an hour thing or give us money to make it on to keep it short on the web, we would totally do that. But to do it again on our own, I don't think that's in our plan. Just because we already showed what we could do. We already showed that. So I don't imagine that we would do it independently again for a second season. You know, things can change, who knows? The next thing that we're working on is a full-length feature horror film. So
Oh,
we
what?
are polishing the script on that and gonna we were planning to start producing that this year, but obviously, you know, COVID threw a big wrench in that. So we'll see what
Right.
ends up happening. But that is kind of next up on our agenda. But yeah, we're totally open. I love this space. It's so much fun. I would definitely do it. I just don't want to have to do it again, calling in so many favors, and you know what I mean. We want to be able to do it and pay everybody their day rate, their full day rate, and you know what I mean. Do it right.
Right.
Because I'm not
Well,
sure. I'm not sure. Yeah.
it was a
Sorry, go
great
ahead.
cast and great sets. You know, I don't know
Yeah,
where
fantastic.
where you were filming and whatnot. They were fantastic, though. I was like, ooh, somebody's got a nice place.
Oh,
You know.
totally. We were so lucky. I mean, I have a big network of people that were like so supportive. So we were able to use all, every single location we got for free because people were loaning them to us, which was fantastic. We were
Awesome.
like so overwhelmed by generosity. Yeah, and our cast is absolutely amazing. We've done a couple projects now, produced a few things. So we try to pull from as many people as we know as possible. And obviously, as an actor myself, you know, I know tons of people from class and from projects I've done. So it's great when you get to work with people who you know and trust, and they're amazing. And everybody was just so fun. It was such a fun project. Everyone really brought their A game, and the joy of like being there and doing it for the right reasons was so apparent, which is amazing.
Oh, it was so hilarious. And there's so many little zingers in there that I don't know if people that aren't familiar with the business will get your joke about the one guy with you're like, for Christmas I'm buying you shirts with sleeves.
And, right.
You know, I'm like, I know four people that joke would apply to.
Yeah.
Live in LA.
So many people. Yeah. Many.
North Hollywood. A lot of them there. It's, oh, man. Silverwood, too. That's, you know. Or Silver Lake, I mean. Silverwood. What
Silver Lake,
saying?
Yeah.
I've been away too long.
I'm
deprogrammed. But it was hilarious, you know. And it's the gal with the Instagram, you know. Oh, my. That was so. You know, and that happens. I've talked to people, you know, over the last few years since social media has risen to the extent that it has. And they're
yes.
like, yeah, you know, casting people want to know, how many followers do you have? What's your,
dude,
you know.
Yes, it's a thing. When I go to auditions now, a lot of times they ask for the major things. I mean, you know, for film and TV and for commercials, they ask you to write your handle, like, of your IG or your Twitter at the top of your resume, or if you have a paper resume, or to let them know what it is. And you're like, what? You know, it's crazy. So, and you go to auditions and
right.
you see, like, a ton of these YouTubers and stuff next to you in the waiting room, and you're like, you're not an actor? Like, you know? Like that, so we just kind of wanted to play with that idea, because yeah, that's definitely.
It was so funny.
We
were watching it.
There's a girl right now who's famous for like literally, I don't know what it's called, but she like puts her face into a loaf of bread. She like just smashes her face into like various loaves of bread, and that's like her thing. And she's like a big deal, and it's like I'm sitting in the waiting room next to her at an audition. It's like what? What is going on?
It was so funny. We were watching it. My wife was. She said it reminded her of a meme she had saw, and she was telling me about it. And she said, yeah, there was this meme where it shows this really pretty girl, and it says, I'm a model. And then in bracket parentheses, it's like on Instagram. And then it had a guy, and he's like, I'm a soldier. And it said on Call of Duty. You know, and I'm like,
exactly. Exactly.
Very
yeah.
True. Oh man, but you're the real deal, Victoria. You're down in the trenches. You've been in the business a while and whatnot. I was looking at your IMDb. I mean, it's lots of really cool shows. You know, Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
loved it.
Yeah,
remember you on it.
That's
cool.
A big one.
oh yeah, you know. But there's all kinds of you've been, you know, doing the business and whatnot. Did you always know that being an actress, a thespian, was was it always the plan when you were like a young lady,
it,
like a little girl?
It was and it wasn't. It was definitely always something I loved, but I actually honestly fought it for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So I went to USC and I had a major in music business, and my plan was, and minors in communications and theater and all kinds of stuff. But my plan was to work on the business side of entertainment, which I did for 2 years, because I was like, maybe that'll be the happy medium. You know, I'll have stability and I'll have like a normal job, and but I'm still in entertainment and it'll like scratch that itch, and it most definitely did not. But it was really good that I did that, because it showed me that it wasn't what I wanted to do.
Oh, you found out what didn't work.
Exactly.
Right.
And then it gave me the impetus to go forward
good
and do what I really wanted to do anyway. So, yeah, it worked out well. So I'm glad that I had that experience, and it really helped encourage me to just pursue what I really wanted to do. But, yeah, there was a piece of me, you know, obviously it is very hard. It's very challenging. It's full of ups and downs in every way you can imagine, you know, financial ups and downs, emotional ups and downs, everything. So you have to be prepared for that. But
oh, yeah.
I found out that for me personally, freedom is actually more important for me than stability is. I love having the freedom to do what I want. And to, you
right.
know, for my days to be different and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that was something I had to learn, you know, by trial and error. But yeah, an important learning lesson for sure.
Well, and it's cool. You mentioned your husband, and is he in the business also, or is he in a different business, different field?
He's in a different business. He's different. Yeah, he's a software engineer. So he used to work for Electronic Arts and make video games, and now he does software
nice.
Stuff. But yeah, So he's like ancillarily in the business, but not, which is nice, because it's you know, I have a lot of friends who are double actor relationships, and I think that's got
that's
a lot of challenges. Yeah, he's got a lot of challenges for sure. So.
Oh, yeah. A lot of ramen sometimes. It's,
yeah, definitely.
Health insurance is nice.
Yes, health insurance is lovely. It really is, yes.
I don't want to discourage anybody. Follow your dreams, folks. But understand,
yep.
You got to work. I mean, yeah, you know, I know people, you know, it's so funny that I know people that aren't in the business and they see someone like yourself and, you know, they're like, oh, well, it's just, it's eating lunch, you know, and on the pier in Santa Monica and whatnot, and driving fancy cars and going to parties. I'm like, the actors I know are working their tails off, man.
Exactly.
I don't know anybody that's just lounging around.
Yes. I mean, you're trying to go to auditions. You're having to have a job that allows you the flexibility to be able to run around to town and do auditions. I have an agent. I have a place and an agent in Atlanta as well. So I have a lot of self-tapes. So then I'm coming home at the end of things and doing self-tapes and doing all this. I mean, my days are packed with things, you know. I do a lot of print modeling as well on the side. So I have photo shoots a lot of days. So, yeah. It's not all, you know, parties and poolside tanning with a, you know, attractive butler fanning you and feeding you grapes.
Exactly. It's fun to go to the W, but it's, you know, you got to be home by 9.
Exactly.
If you want to look good. Nobody likes bags under the eyes. Yeah, that ain't cheap either. Oh my gosh. It's crazy. But you're doing it and you're making this. And this is a fantastic web series. I want everybody to watch it. Everybody today, go watch this. It's on Amazon Prime. It's also on YouTube. So you have no excuse.
Yeah.
You watch plenty of cat videos on YouTube. Watch this in lieu of today. And yeah. And then email us and tell us how great it is, you know. Also, we have links. We have links on our show page, ladies and gentlemen, to all of Victoria. Well, we have the YouTube direct link there in the Facebook page for Disgrace the Series. And also we have links to all of Victoria's social media and whatnot. I suggest you add and follow, and you can keep up to date with what's going on. And yeah, Victoria, very inspiring. I love it. You know,
thanks
fantastic.
So much. It was so nice talking to you.
Absolutely. And I can't wait for your horror movie to be finished, because what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is we'll get to have Victoria back on again. So fantastic. And I like horror movies. Very cool. Can you tell us, without giving too much away, what type of horror movie, like what genre, like what area you're going into?
It's very weird, very dark and psychological and weird. So we'll go with that.
Okay, I'm in love with it already.
Yeah.
Nice. My favorite kind. I love it. I love ones that disturb you for days on end. So
me too.
That's good.
Too. That's my jam. So yep, I'm like all about that. So let's do it.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Victoria. I know we're up against time, but thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy day. I really appreciate it being on the show and whatnot.
No, thank you.
You are cool. That's a 10, and just keep doing what you're doing. So you're so good at it, you know.
Thank you
Seriously.
So much. I really appreciate you having me on. So nice talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today. We will be back tomorrow evening. We've got a out for our LGBTQ plus fans. I hope I didn't leave any letters out. Dump some emails if I did. I'm doing my best. Anyway, we have a an LGBTQ plus film on tomorrow called Girl Scene. Made by Tucky Williams in out of Lexington, Kentucky. And so that'll be tomorrow evening. So tune in for that if that is your particular jam. Very cool stuff. So we will see you then. Hey, everybody, be safe and, you know, be smart. That's all I'm saying. Be smart in your navigation of the current pandemic and whatnot. We will see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.